Shall we just bow our heads? Lord Jesus, we come to you because we love you. We know that you'll be here, Lord, because you said that you would. Where two or three are gathered together, there you are in the midst. We know that, Lord, and we set our hearts upon that. We know it's true. We also know, Lord, that you were with us all during the week, day and night, never to let us down, always reliable, competent, loving. If the pain is there, you can take the soreness away. And Lord, you have a future for us, and we're so very, very, very grateful for that. Just be with the folks that are coming, or those that may not be able to make it today. Undertake for them. May they have that lit urge in their heart that to be together would be so great. We look forward to meeting you again today, Lord. Feeling your presence, having the Holy Spirit just be amongst us. Help those that are on their way to be here soon. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Shall we stand and sing number 170, Living Below in This Old World of Ours? Sinful world.
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptations all. Needing a friend.
interesting question in that chorus. Needing a friend to help me in the end. A lot of people don't think that far, do they? Where could I go but to the Lord? Because, in fact, there is nowhere else you can go. That's worthwhile. That's possible. That's life. That's our Lord. Let's sing, I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming to carry me home.
I looked over Jordan, what did I see? Coming to carry me home. A band of angels are coming up to me. Coming for to carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Now my friends, I'm a coming. Coming for to carry me home, sweet Lord, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home, sweet Lord, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home.
Coming for to carry me home. It's a fact. You know, you probably all felt that big earthquake we had. You know, the Lord just put it in my mind, I'm going to be like that. Who was expecting an earthquake, big one that we had at 2:30 in the night? That's how sudden the Lord will be, even quicker when he comes. And he's coming more surely than any earthquake. So it just reminded me, I thought, well, thank you, Lord. Just come into my mind, oh, that's good. Praise God. Let's sing number 3, They Come From the East and West. This was one that my father used to like, and we used to sing at our meetings we had. He loved us. They come from the east and west. Come from the land afar, to feast with the King, to dine as his guest. Blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face. Oh,
I look on the great white throne, before in the ransom stand, no longer I fear, no sorrow is known, nor death in that goodly land. My Savior has gone before, my soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight. Now I shout the victory, for Jesus set me free. The gates of that holy place stand open by night and day. Oh, look to the Lord, given for grace, whose love has prepared the way. I hope in those mansions fair, His hand has reserved for all. Set me free, amen. I'm happy as I can be. No longer I bear the burden of care. His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight. Now I shout the victory, for Jesus has set me free. Jesus is coming soon. Yes, He is. Will then be all. What if our Lord this moment should come for those who are free from sin? Oh, then would it bring you joy? Sorrow and deep despair, when the Lord of glory comes, set me free. I'm happy as I can be. No longer I bear the burden of care. His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night, but that take and fly. The victory Jesus has set me free.
Amen. I think about that often, that Jesus has set me free. He's so good. You know that it wasn't just a few sins he covered for you. It was every sin, past, present, and future. So we just thank our Lord. He does a thorough work. Let's sing number 15, Come We That Love the Lord, and Let Our Joys Be Known. Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. Thus surround the throne, and thus surround the throne. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching up a new Zion, beautiful city of God. Ever thought what that would look like? The beautiful city of God, the people we're going to meet, and the angels, but of course, most of all, the Lord. I'm going to talk to him for the first 1 million years, and then you fellas can have your say with our Lord. You know, we just have a wonderful place we're going to go to. Do we have any songs this morning? I'm looking at Missy and Pauline. Nothing? You'll have one. Okay. Well, not right instantly. Let's sing number 107, There Is a Country Far Beyond. That's what we've been singing about. Amen. It'll be wonderful. There's a country.
country far beyond the starry sky. There's a city where there never comes a night. If we're faithful, we shall go there by and by. It's the city where the Lamb is the light. In that city where the Lamb is the light. The city where they come in the night. I've a mansion over there, and when free from toil and care, I am going where the Lamb is the light. City where there cometh no night. A mansion over there, and when free from toil and care, I am going where the land is the light. The flowers bloom forever and the day. Shall be one eternal day with love and eye, and our tears shall be forever wiped away. In that city where the Lamb is the light. In that city where the Lamb is the light. In that city where there cometh no night. Disappointments all the while, and our fondest hope but meet with bitter light. Oh, by night we weep, the morning brings a smile. In that city where the Lamb is the light. In that city where the Lamb is the light.
Thank you, Pauline. Yeah, well, we have the city where the Lamb is the light right where you are, even down here. You know, he's lit up your life. Realize that your sins and problems and pain and all that is actually gone in his eyes. We may not have every little detail done yet, but it's going to be so because he's promised it. You may have a testimony, certainly.
Just before I sing this song, I came into church, and I know I let the Lord down at times, and this week I let him down, and I felt real condemnation in my heart. But then, just sitting here now, I thank God that I get that, because he cares for me enough to convict me. but also that there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, and that he cared so much for me. He paid it all at Calvary, and I just love him. It just came over me coming here, just sitting down this morning, even though I was a little late. He is everything. I'm nothing. And it's all what he has done for me. And I just love him with all my heart.
To tell you what I think of Jesus, since I've found in him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do.
Truth of those words is worth knowing. Praise the Lord. We've got some prayer requests here. I won't read all of them. One of them is that long. But someone knows who to call upon. There's one here from Ellen Powell. It reads, my son has a mental illness and is also weak in his body, and he is unable to do for himself. He is 44. He does not want to smoke, but smokes greatly. Please pray for the stronghold will be broken. Please pray for deliverance so his mind will be restored. Thank you for your prayers, Ellen Powell. So just remember, Ellen, I always find when we get prayer requests, if you can't remember the details, that doesn't matter. The Lord knows them. But if you remember the name, it's specific for you. The Lord knows anyway, but it's good to just know the name. The one here that I'm not going to read out because of the length of it, she is my only child that's in great need. It's her daughter, and the request is from Laji, and there's a lot of needs there. We'll be praying for her at the prayer meeting. Then there's one here, of course, Brother Andrew, Sister Y and Missy. We just remember you folks at the loss of one of your family. Oh, Andrew's walking in now. Praise God. Good to see you, my brother. We're just praying for you and your family at this time. There's one here from Molly Cressy, a testimony, and to say amen to it. Oh, no, that's something else. Let me read this, then. I haven't got the whole thing there. Dear brothers and sisters, I am directed to you to plead for your effectual, fervent prayers on behalf of my two saved, sanctified children who have been baptized and dedicated in the name of Jesus. God has sent me to this island nation from a vision, but the enemy has been allowed to steal away my dear daughter and son in the night on February 13th, Saturday 2021. So just remember that lady there and her family. If it's the same one here, I'm just not sure. The names are David Antonia and Jackson Trani from the Bahamas. Just remember Sister Helen Thomas. She's a friend of ours and a daughter of the Lord. However, Sister Helen Thomas, who was healing from a stroke she had, and she's just continued to ask for prayer for her. Let's continue to lift up Israel, which we normally do, and if we have any prayer requests here, anybody that has something before the Lord, Sister June. Okay. Sister Roberta from up the coast and Mark Isherwood is in need. The Lord knows the details. Any others? Sister? Oh, yeah, Shirley. Sister Shirley. Needs our prayers. We've been praying for her. Okay. My cousin's family there, Mari and Pauline's sister. Oh, her son. Okay. Okay, the Lord knows. Any others? Oh, Charlie and Brief. Okay, those up the coast there, testifying on behalf of the Lord. We just remember them. And if anyone has any unspoken prayer request, a raised hand, a desire of the heart, just ask the Lord. And if you don't know what to ask, just go quiet before the Lord. Say, Jesus, I need your help. Sometimes we have a need, well, I do, and I can't even get to say what I mean. I can't even get it out what I want to say. But then I ask for the Lord, you know, Lord, you already know the detail.
and you know the future, and you know you're going to do something about it. That's our Lord. Just rest in that. Just hold on that you've given it to the Lord. Believe that you're going to see the result. Shall we bow our heads? Lord Jesus, it is good to know that you are the true one and only God that ever was, Almighty God. There is no other God. People have a lot of other gods made of stone and wood and things that they do, and it's not God at all. It's just Satan just having fun. But Lord, there is a God, and it is you. And we're so very grateful, Lord, that you heard all these requests. And not forgetting those there on the internet, they would have something that, oh, I wished I could tell these people to pray for. Well, tell the Lord. He knows you and where you live, your name, what you've done to deserve that prayer. And it's just because you're asking, you deserve it. If you ask of the Lord, you deserve to be attended by the Lord, and he will do it. And Lord, all those unspoken prayer requests with a raised hand, thank you for undertaking, Lord. Thank you for taking the pain away from those that have pain. Help those that need decisions made to know what they should do. And Lord, we do thank you for what you've already done. All the other prayers that we've mentioned in the previous day, weeks, months, years, you've done it, Lord. Lord, I know that in my case, Lord, I've been praying for years, Lord, for my family or our family. And Lord, I don't say save them, my children. I just thank you for doing it. It's a way to go with some of them, but Lord, I just thank you for doing it. Why, Lord? It's because I asked. You have not because you asked not, is what the word says. So, Lord, thank you for undertaking for all of those that are in need at this time. We just remember Sister Shirley particularly because she's from this fellowship, Lord. And anybody, all the Andrews family, Lord, Y and Missy and whoever else, Lord, I don't know all the names, but you know the situation, and we just pray for that family. Lord, we love you, we love you, we love you. We want you to know that, and you do know it. And glory to God in the highest. Amen and amen. Well, folks, we have luncheon as usual today, and also a prayer meeting on Tuesday. I couldn't get to the Tuesday one last week. I thought I was going to. I ended up in Hawke's Bay, and the bus that I left in was 1 hour late to get away, and then there was complications further down there, so I just couldn't get here. So we thank the Lord for undertaking in that. Okay, well, let's sing a song. We'll stand and sing number 143, Off the Times, The Day Seems Long. Shall we stand to sing that? And then Brother Howard will come. Think about the words as that comes out in this song as it applies to you. Oftentimes the day seems long, our trials hard to
He will.
Back to the rock.
you see it happening for your life? You know, all we need to do is take what we've seen and read and what the Lord has said. Who can feel the presence of the Lord in this evening right now? I can. That's Him confirming it for you. It's real. It's not some baby.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be here. God bless you, Brother Willie. Good to have you here, brother. I'm so happy. And Sister Mana, Marnie. And all those, even Brother Andrew. He had to go to work, but he came anyway. Isn't that wonderful? You know, brother and sister, what Brother Lee said was the truth. I really felt the presence of God mightily come down. Something's come to me. God's going to move again. It won't be us. It'll be Him doing it. It won't be just this church. It'll be around the world. He's going to move on His bride. That final rain, the latter rain, is coming upon us to get us out of here. We need the quickening power of the Holy Ghost to come down upon the church. And I feel His presence here, even now. And I believe that we're in for a time. And I said to the Lord this morning in prayer, Lord, when you start to move, I want to be ready to go with it. I just want to go with that move. Whatever you do, I want to be a part of it. Who wants to be that? Part of that move of God. We've got to reach out. And I just thank God for everything that He's done for us and is doing for us. You know, I should be screaming, but I'm holding it all back. But one day we're going to scream. It's going to be a scream of the Holy Ghost. It won't be men. It won't be enthusiasm. It'll be the power of God giving glory to God. Do you believe that? Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I just pray we need to put our faith in action. That's what we need to do. We don't say, oh, we believe. No, put it in action. Hallelujah. May God bless us all this morning. Appreciate everyone that's come here. And good to see Sister Maria and her husband and family. God bless you. Thanks for coming. You know, some people have to make a real effort to come for various reasons. But they come anyway because they're hungry for God. Who's hungry for the Lord this morning? That is the key. If you're hungry for God, you will receive of God. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. That's what He said, and that's what I believe. Praise be to God. No way, brother. Oh, Lord, may He move this morning. We want to see Him move this morning. Who wants to see God this morning? I want to see Him move by His Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's just stand for the reading of God's Word for those that are able to. Matthew 7:24. Brother Lee was going down the line of thought this morning. I thought, man, if he keeps going, he'll preach my sermon. Hallelujah. Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. See, that's the keyness. Let's just take this really carefully. Who that heareth the sayings of mine, what He says in His word, and doeth them. That's the other side of the equation. And is a conjunction. He said, hear and do them. I will liken them unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. We get plenty of beating right now, don't we? We've been knocked around, discouraged. But God's with us. And it fell not, and it was for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, heareth and doeth not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell. And great, great was the fall of it. What? Those that hear and don't do. That's what he said. And it came to pass that when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Brothers and sisters, we must believe the word of God, everything that he says. I want to turn to James chapter 2, verse 14 through 26 or so. What does it profit, my brethren? What does it profit? Though a man say he have faith and not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what profit? What doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. What a difference. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well, the devils also believe. And tremble. Not just doctrine. It's not just confession. It's action. But wilt thou, O man, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God and was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. I want that sort of faith that is real. It's got works behind it. May God bless the reading of his word. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, our Savior and Lord, we come to you this morning, Lord, and we just bow our hearts and we remember that the hundreds of people are joining us, even now, Lord, as they wait before thee. Lord, that you would correct our errors, the things in our life that are not right. Lord, we want to be corrected. I want to be corrected. I want you to help me, Lord. We love you and we praise you, and we pray that you'll do a deep work of the Spirit in every life here and overseas, wherever this message is going. We commit it to thee in the wonderful name of Jesus. And Lord, we just want to say this. We love you. We love you with all our hearts. And we thank you for coming here this morning. And may you continue to be so throughout the service. And may lives leave this place changed. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. I've just entitled this, Putting Our Faith in Action. Putting our faith in action. The Bible is saying, this man says, I've got a lot of faith. I can prove it. But, you know, I can prove to you that I've got faith. I may not have works. The brother said, well, I'll show you my faith by my works. Faith produces works. And so, brother and sister, faith by itself is useless. Faith by itself is useless unless you do something with it. It's exactly what the Bible's been saying. So may he help us this morning to see this. The Bible says, faith without works is dead. And this challenges me because I've got to apply this to my heart. You've got to apply it to your heart, Barbara. Sister Merle, each one of you. You have to apply it to your heart. It's no good just saying, oh, the Bible says. No, it's got to be applied. The Word of God must be applied to your heart. And that means that if our works or our actions do not back up what we believe, it's a waste of time. Waste of time. If our works prove different to what we say we believe, it's all in vain. Who believes that? So clear. It's all through the Scriptures. We'll see it as we go on. So may God help us. Then the faith we claim to have does not help us very much if we don't have the works that follow the faith. And that's serious. I'll tell you why it's serious. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You've got to have faith, not just to be a church, not just to be religious. You've got to have faith. May God give us that faith, because He's the one that gives it to us. We must receive it. Brother Branham said here in a message, faith without works is dead. You say, oh, I've got faith, and you haven't got no works, you might as well not have faith then. You've got to believe. Now, this is a challenge to me, should be a challenge to every one of us. We've got to believe what God's Word says. Otherwise, we just come to church and go through a ritual. Read from the text. Here it says, yes, we believe that, but nothing happens. That's a challenge to us all. So may God grant that to us. Praise be to God. Faith in God is the foundation to our experience. Faith is the foundation to our experience. Without faith, we've just got philosophy. That won't work. It's taking you nowhere. Our whole experience is based on faith. God is looking for faith in you. Now listen to this. Even if it's a little faith. You say, oh, I've got just little faith. That's all you need. Even just little faith in you. As long as it's faith, God's more interested in the quality of faith than the quantity. Because I've got faith. Hallelujah, I've got faith. But what sort of quality is it? We want God's interest in the quality of faith. Maybe just a small bit, but you actually believe. Who believes God? Amen. You really believe it. Don't say, oh, I'm going to repeat what Brother Howard said. Do you believe in God?
I believe.
Otherwise, if we don't believe in God, we're wasting our time here. You could be doing something else. You've got to believe God. God's more interested in the, is not interested in the quality, the quantity. He wants the quality than the quantity. The quality of faith. And the quality of faith is, Lord, I believe you. You know when you say, I believe you, Lord, it means I trust you, Lord. And you know why you trust him? Because you love him. And you know why you love him? Because he first loved you. So it's all to do with him. Jesus said in Matthew 17:20, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Now mustard seed isn't very big. When I was in Israel, they gave me some mustard seed. And it was so tiny. It's smaller than a full stop on your page from a typewriter. It's really tiny. But he said, if you have that much faith, just a speck of faith. Good faith. Quality faith. If you have a faith as a grain of mustard seed, and you say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. You see, brothers and sisters, the truth is God can do anything. Who believes that? You do believe that. Well, and you just put that faith in action, God will come down and do it for you. Change your life, save your family, whatever you have, heal your body. I don't care what disease it is, it's you are already healed. That's thus saith God's word. Already healed. He can't heal you any more than what he's already done. All you got to do is put that mustard seed faith in there. Praise be to God. Yeah, some people have hope. But hope is not faith. You might say, oh, I hope I'm healed. But faith says, I am already healed. And it's not gauging on feelings or how I feel. Nothing to do with it. God said, I've already healed you. By my stripes, you were healed. Amen. You were healed. Not shall be, could be. You were. Who knows English? Everyone know English? Were is past tense, isn't it? Well, you were healed. That's what I say overseas sometimes, these countries. Does everyone know English? God says you were healed. You say, but I don't feel it. He didn't say, did you feel it? It's nothing to do with your feelings, whether you believe him. And when you believe it, then you will feel it. Simple, isn't it? Real simple. Praise be to God. Some say, oh, well, I hope God gives me the Holy Ghost. No, God promised you the Holy Ghost. God does not lie. He promised to give the Holy Ghost to them that ask for it. Don't be put off. So, oh, I don't know whether I'm quite good enough to get the Holy Ghost. God said he'll give you the Holy Ghost. If you receive it and you repent of your sins, you've been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, you shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's a promise of God. Not maybe, could be, you shall be. Hallelujah. For this promise is unto you, even unto your children, them that are far off, even as many as our Lord God shall call. Hallelujah. So we can test our faith by looking at the way we live. We can test our faith by looking at the way we live. Now, I'm not talking about faults and failings and mistakes, but the inner desire is to walk right with God. It's there all the time. You go to bed, it's there. When you get up, it's there. When you go to work, it's there. I want to live right. This is not religion of the church. This is the Holy Ghost putting a desire in you to do right. And if you believe him, you'll do it. Praise the Lord. Who believes God's word? I do believe, Lord. It's an inner desire to walk right. Brother Brandon says here, if you got, say you got faith and you haven't got any works, you might as well not have faith. See, you've got to believe. You're just going to believe it. Doesn't matter what people say. Just believe what God said in his word. This is the final authority. This is thus saith the Lord. What God has written in his word. Having faith without works is like telling everybody you've got the most beautiful racehorse in the world. And I want you to come and see my racehorse. It is really a good racehorse. And it is a racehorse. So the people come to your house and they go to see your racehorse. And they find a dead one. As dead as a doornail. Now, brother and sister, that's not going to race very hard, is it? It will not do it. They find a dead horse. Sure, it is a horse. Sure, it was a racehorse, but it's dead. You can look at your faith, but if it's dead faith, it's no good to you. It's just useless. I believe in God. Who believes in God? And you know, when you believe in God, you want to serve Him and please Him and do that which His Word says to do. Praise be to God. I just love Him. Look at Abraham, the father of faith. He's the father of faith. Man, what a man he was. He was called the father of faith because he believed in God with his actions. So I got faith, Lord. God says, I want you to go and sacrifice your son, your only son. Now we know this is the type of Christ, of course. You see, brother and sister, God spoke to him and said, I want you to go and sacrifice your son. And he, because he loved God, he had faith, he went and did it. He drew the knife, put him on the block, tied him down. He's got to take his life, and just as he take it, God caught him, said, Abraham, now I know that you believe me and trust me. I want the Lord to say that to me. I know that you believe me and trust me. You're not playing around. You mean business with God. Now, brothers and sisters, if you're the seed of Abraham, if we're the seed of Abraham, the faith seed of Abraham, we will just take God at His word. Don't try and work it out. Oh, this is not right. That can't be. This, just do what He says. And His word's full of it. Let's read Hebrews 11:17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. See, he had a promise, he knew. Praise the Lord, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead. He knew that through Isaac's seed, the world would be blessed. That was the promise. And even though he was dead, he'd killed him, God, he knew God was able to raise him up. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him as a figure. And after receiving the promise, what was the promise? That though his seed, that's Abraham's son, Isaac, shall thy seed be called. Through Isaac's children, the promise would come. And God said, go and offer him. Take his life. Abraham believed God. He carried out that faith in him by his works. By his works. By his works. If God speaks to us, and we know it is the Lord, we should just do what He says. I'll just give you an example. Every seed of Abraham will do just what God has said to do. If He says to you, you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ according to His word, do it. If you believe it, do it. If you're a real believer, you'll do it. If you love God, you'll do it. Every seed of Abraham will do just what God has said. If He says, be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, just do it. If He says, go and put something right with somebody, just do it. So, I don't know whether I could do that. Just do it. If God has told you and you're a believer, you'll do it. If we get sick, He says, call for the elders of the church to pray. Just do it. If you get sick, don't stay away from church. Come and get prayed for. Who believes on a God that's alive this morning? God is alive this morning, the same Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has never changed. Do you believe that? Yeah, brothers and sisters, we're going to really take this on board. Do we really believe? Or we say we believe, we have no works. We don't follow it, back it up with action. If He says that the sisters should not cut their hair, we do it. Many other things. We know what the Bible says about it. It's clear. Just do what He says. If He says the husbands to take the headship of the home, just do it. Do what He says. Hallelujah. Why? Because we love Him. He asks us to do something, Brother Keith. We just love him. We love you, Lord. We do whatever you say to do. Hallelujah. If you keep my commandments, if you love me, Jesus said, do my commandments, and so on. And we put our faith in action by love through works. Love is the foundation to obedience. Love makes you do what God says to do. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For if he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Before you even see anything, put your faith in action. Hey, brothers and sisters, you know what? I've got to do this too. This is not just preaching. I've got to do it tomorrow and today and the next day. And so do you. You've got to put your faith in action. You know, it's just, I believe, we believe, the church believes. It's not the church believes, it's whether you believe. And if you believe, you'll do it. If you love him, you'll do it. Oh, yes. There's a wealth of support from the Word of God on the subject. I cannot possibly cover everything. So before you even feel anything, our faith rests there. By his stripes, you will get healed. Or you were. You were healed. The minute you believe it, it's yours. I challenge you to believe this. The minute you believe it, it's yours. So, but I don't quite feel that right. It's not quite feeling as it should. Forget it. Do what he says. Do what God says, and he'll take care of it. Excuse me. I like to be blessed. Thank you. So we've got to put it in action. God will reward you by honoring his word. Look at Noah. Come on, saints. We talk about Noah, Ark, and the animals, and the elephants going in. It's a lot better. It's greater than that. And it is great too. Don't get me wrong. But watch this. It says in Hebrews 11:7, by faith, we're talking about faith this morning, putting our faith in action. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. You may not see anything. Has nothing to do with it. God's not, you don't need your five senses to confirm the word of God. God said it. Oh, we're just so carnal. We just rely on feelings and sight and impressions. Don't do that. He says here, and be warned of God of things not seen as yet. You know what that was? Seen was? No clouds in the sky. No big black clouds coming over. Nothing. He moved with fear, godly fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. It's by faith. No one believed God and put his faith in action. Now he put his faith in action. Who believes Noah put his faith in action? By building a boat with no water in sight. Now, brothers and sisters, we've got to get this in perspective. It's like he went down and he built the Queen Mary in the middle of Australia's desert. That's exactly what happened. He built a ship, there's not a speck of water anywhere. He built this massive, and I've seen it. I've seen it in America. They've got a replica, identical size. It's huge. Not only that, but he kept it up for 120 years. With no rain in sight. Can you believe that a man can do this? Yes. When God gets a hold of you and you move with fear, you do what he wants. It's just so wonderful. Who believes the Lord? It says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, We walk by faith, not by sight, or not by feelings. You move by faith, what God said. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Who wants to settle it? Lord, you said it, I believe it, and that settles it. What happens when we get prayed for? Now bring it home. What happens when we get prayed for? We don't see any results for 12 hours. We doubt God's word or off to the doctor quick. Look, this is a brother and sister. We thank God for doctors. They have a part to play. But God's pure faith is to take God at his word and he'll bring it to pass in your life. He's a healer today. Who believes a healer today? You know, brothers and sisters, we can talk about divine healing because I believe faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Do you know what hurts the Lord is when we do that sort of thing, we disbelieve him. He gets really sad when we disbelieve him. When he sees that we don't trust him, we question his word being true. I believe this word is absolutely the truth. I believe all of it from cover to cover. I have no doubts that this will be proven in days to come for the world to see that God's word is true. It was true all the time. Do you believe that? If you do, raise your hand and say, Lord, I believe. And when you believe, then God can bless you. But you need faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Praise be to his wonderful name. But you say, Brother Howard, I do believe God. Then if we really do believe God's word, our actions speak our faith. Our actions prove that we believe it. Like Brother Lee often used to say, we've got to vote with our feet. We need to vote with our feet. If we say that's what we should do, then you're backing up with your feet. If we all vote that we should have a meeting every night, and you raise your hand, you'll be here every night. Your feet will take you there. One day we may have a meeting every night as the end gets closer. Won't it be wonderful? God's Spirit will be here, so powerful. So it's so good. So if Noah said, well, there hasn't been any rain for a year now, so we might as well sell up this big hulk and as a store or a grain store, which is not working. I think we'll sell it up. If he did that, the Bible would have read differently. And Noah would have perished. And sometimes we lack patience. I want to speak about patience because patience is a real curse to us sometimes. Or the lack of it, should I say. In James 1:3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, the trying of it, worketh patience. They go together. We pray for the salvation of our family, and then we give up. Don't do that. You pray for the salvation of your family. Believe that they will be saved, everyone. Who believes that? Say amen. We believe every member of our family will be at the kingdom of God. You pray it, you believe it, God will bring it to pass. That's just how it is. God wants us to pray for our family. That God will save them. Don't say, oh, they haven't moved yet. Nothing's happened. They don't seem to be interested. Don't listen to that. Ask God and you shall receive. Ask believing and you shall receive that which you ask for. So who's believing for their family? Won't it be wonderful? The church just fill up with all our families. I believe it. I believe God can do that. He just moves down upon them by his Spirit. like he did with Timothy Main, this brother here. Brother Tim, you still haven't given your testimony yet. Just reminded me. It's powerful, brother. It's going out over the world. We've got over 100 people listening in. Easy. Could really help people. Brother Tim used to come to church as a little kid. He used to come to church, sit down with all the kids, whole stack of them, and fill the whole form. A lot of children. He was just a kid, and you know, and he just came to church, and eventually they all walked out, the kids, and then he didn't come to church. He was just living his own life and doing what he had to do. But I believe his dad was praying, his mother was praying for the salvation of Tim. And without anybody having any, I hope I'm not taking from your testimony, brother. Without anybody saying anything to Timothy Main, the Holy Spirit came upon him. Not in church. No. Wherever he was, the Spirit of God came down upon Brother Tim. You know, when the Spirit moves in your heart, such a holy thing. It's such a sacred thing. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, there's no words can explain it. But Brother Tim felt the presence of God and he just wanted to get right with God. He wanted to be baptized. There he is. And he's never flinched from that day to this. He's had trials, yes. We all have trials. But brother, God's kept you. Now is our song leader, one of our song leaders. But it was God that did it, right, Tim? You know that's true. I can see you feeling it. You know, when you give a testimony, it comes back to you what God has done. It's not joining churches saying, we believe this, we believe this. No. When God comes into your heart, you know it's real. Hallelujah. And you have faith to believe it because God put that faith in you. Faith is a gift of God. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for doing that for Brother Tim. Greater things ahead too, Brother Tim. He's going to save your whole family. Who believes God's going to save Tim's family? You know, Brother Tim, you can't always make the prayer meeting because of your job. But you know what? We're praying for your family just about every prayer meeting. Is that correct? I know Brother Tom does, for a starter. You get your wife's name correct and everything. I believe in God. I want to see the Spirit of the living God moving in our midst. I want to see God's Spirit moving out there on the internet, moving on the churches and those precious saints that contact us every week. How blessed they are. We love you all because you're part of the body. Absolutely, part of the body. So we need to pray and believe God will bring it to pass. So patience. But let patience have a perfect work, says in James 1:4. Let patience have its perfect work. You just got to have patience, brother and sister. I've just been exercised in my own heart. You just got to start believing. Lord, you said it, I believe. I'm just going to have patience and wait until. What did Jesus say when he was taken up? What he said to the disciples, go into the city of Jerusalem and tarry. That means wait. Until you be endued with power from on high. So they went in there. And they were there waiting on the Lord. Maybe one brother got up and said after 3 days, maybe he said, I think we got it. I think we got it. Peter stands up and says, wait a minute, brother. He says, wait until you be endued with power. And when God comes upon you, you will know it, Brother Willie. You will know it. Nothing to do with your wife. Nothing to do with the church. God comes down in a sovereign way and moves on your heart. Who wants that experience? We all need that. We need that revival. It comes from the mercy of God. So, let patience have a perfect work that she may be perfect. Entire, that means complete, wanting nothing. You're satisfied. That satisfying portion to be walking in the Spirit. So wonderful. I want it. I want it 7 days a week, 24/7. I want the Spirit of God to be in my home. I want Him to be in my bed when I'm sleeping. I want Him to speak to me. Who wants that experience? Oh, not a Sunday morning business. I want something more than that. I want him to be walking and talking with me. Hallelujah. So faith definitely needs to be seasoned. Faith needs to be seasoned with patience. Remember that. Oh, nothing happened. Brother prayed for him. Nothing happened. Don't listen to nothing happened. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. He says if they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. They shall recover. When you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. That's all I know. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Who believes that? Get hands laid on you. God's going to do it. You don't have to work it out. So I don't know whether it's happening or not. Don't worry about that. God will take care of that. And his timing is perfect. He has a time for everything. All you have to know is that it's going to happen. Praise be to God. So we see the three Hebrew children, those who went into the fiery furnace. They could not see any way out of the king's judgment. If you don't bow down when the trumpet goes, you'll be thrown into a fiery furnace, really hot. Well, they knew that they worshipped the God only. And nothing was going to stop them from going to serve the Lord. Nothing was going to stop them from going to fellowship. You know, brother and sister, fellowship is such a precious thing. It's something you really desperately need, and more so today than ever before. We need it now. We need it now. More than ever, fellowship is so powerful. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, and the more so as you see the day approaching, you need to be in fellowship. You say, what does it do? I don't know, but it works. And more so as you see the day of the coming of the Lord coming, you need to be in fellowship. Creates faith in your heart. We're going to fellowship with him. And so the king got them to, you know, about, the king was saying, he was really cunning. This is how the devil works. He said, oh boys, you know, I've always liked you. And he did. He liked the three Hebrew children. He said, boys, I'll tell you what, I'll give you another opportunity. This is the devil. This is how he uses reasoning. We'll give you another opportunity, boys. If you'll just do this, when you hear the trumpet going and the instruments blowing, you just bow down then your knee to the image. They said the wrong thing. He said the wrong thing. Sorry, king. Let's just read this. In Daniel 3:14, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, or worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if you'll be ready at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, and harp, and sepak, psaltery and dulcimer, and all kinds of music. If ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. So he's just trying to grease around them. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast that same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? That's his mistake right there. You don't challenge the Lord God of heaven. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O King Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer. We just want you to know this. We're not saying, choosing our words nicely, tiptoeing. We are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. That was nothing to do with feeling anything, the flames, or they hadn't even gone in yet. But they believed God. Who believes God? Before we even go into the furnace, we believe him. Into the trial. But if not, if he doesn't, he says, they said to him, be it known unto thee, king, we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. Ooh, the devil gets upset when you challenge him. He is full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace up seven times more than it was wont to be heated. Oh, he's getting really upset. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the fiery furnace. Now remember, they have just confessed their faith. King, he can take us out of that flame. And King, he will. But if he doesn't, King, we're not bound down to you. Oh, just a wonderful story. This is another Ruth, as we said last week. Fixed. I'm going with you and I'm not leaving you. I'm going to serve your God and that's it. I'm not going back to those gods. Hallelujah. Who loves the Lord? Read chapter 3, verse 34. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar, full of fury, stony, and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did we not cast three men into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men now, loosed, walking in the midst of the fire. And they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Hallelujah. Where were they? In the fiery furnace, in the midst of the trial. In the midst of the trial, they had the glorious fellowship of walking with the Lord Jesus. And fellowshipping with him and talking about his coming to be Savior of our souls. And talking about the end times. I don't know, it doesn't say that, but I believe they were fellowshipping around the rich things of God. You see, brothers and sisters, they believed God. And their confession was pure. He will deliver us, King. And you know what happened? God did deliver them. He said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come out of that fire. And they came out unharmed. No burns, not even a singe on their hairs. But their robes were all burnt. Their clothes weren't even singed. Who believes God can deliver you? He can deliver your family. He can deliver each one of us if we have faith and put our faith in action. Wonderful Lord. Let us encourage one another this morning to believe and act upon the promise of God's word. And we will see the greater things. We'll see the greater things in our lives. We'll see the greater things in the church. Hallelujah. Who believes these things?
Yes, Jesus.
I believe it.
Yes.
And you know the God that made the promise? Is here this morning. He's actually in the building. He has to be. He said, "When two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst." So we say, thank you, Lord, for being here. Let's say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for coming. And whatever you have need of, whatever your need is this morning, God can meet that need. I believe it. That settles it. Don't reason it. Say, oh, this is impossible. This is too tricky. This is a big problem. It's not to God. The creator of the universe is here this morning. With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Don't you love the Lord? Shall we stand to our feet? Hallelujah. Every head bowed. Every heart bowed too. We're not here to impress one another. We're here to love our Lord and to serve him. Lord Jesus, We come to thee this morning, Lord. Our hearts are full of praise and thanks to you. We thank you for your presence here, Lord. And you are here, and we welcome you here. And Lord, you could do anything this morning that you want to do. We have a confidence in you, Lord, to believe thy word without reasoning, without doubt, without all those things. We do what your word says. Ask, believing, and you shall receive. Lord, may we put our faith in action. We pray for the saints out there on the internet. As they reach out to you now, Lord, that you'll answer their needs. And Lord, may the Spirit of God come right down. In whatever country they're in, you know where they are. May you prove your word to be true. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Who loves the Lord? He's here. Anybody have any needs? You should have plenty of faith. If you have any need, just come and we'll lay hands upon you. And they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Or whatever need you have for your family or anything, you just come believing. God will meet that need. He promised to do it. And we believe him. My faith has found a resting place, and not in vice or greed. I trust the ever-living one, his word for me shall be. Hallelujah! I need no other. Died for me, enough for me that Jesus saved me. He ends my fear, he ends all fear and doubt. Oh, I come to him, he'll never cast me out. I need no other, I do. That Jesus died and that he died for me. My heart is leaning on the word, the written word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through faith. Hallelujah, Lord. I need no other, I give in time, need no other plea. Is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. My great physician is the saint, and lost he came to save. For me his precious body shed, and me for dead. Need no other, I give it. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died. Oh, don't you love that chorus? I need no other argument. There's no argument. I don't need any other plea. They said, King, King, he can deliver us from this fiery furnace, and he will, King. Because we believe God. We believe his word, and we're not going to do what you want. We're going to do what God said. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. That Jesus died, and that he died for me. Nobody want prayer?
Thank you,
Lord. You're welcome. Just pray for those outside on the internet. God will bless them. Brother, sister, raise your hand wherever you are. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, we send thy word. For thou, almighty God, you sent your word and healed them. We send your word by faith in thy word in the name of Jesus that you'd reach down and bring healing to my brothers and sisters. And Lord, that you'll save their loved ones. Lord, that you'll set them free. Lord, we just remember Brother Tranning's two children, the son and daughter that have been abducted. Lord, we claim them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Lord, bring them back to their dad. Lord, we just believe it. We're asking in the name of Jesus that you'll fulfill your promise and do it in Jesus' name. Lord, bless every brother and sister wherever they are, holding out to thee. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. We ask you, brothers and sisters, wherever you are, when God comes and confirms the word in your life, that you'll send us a note and say, God did it right there and then. He healed us. He set us free. Who believes God does it? Amen. Brother Tim, would you like to come and close in prayer, my brother? Thank you. Is that? Okay. Thank you.
Let's just bow our heads in prayer and put a song. I didn't bring my book. Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word this morning, Lord, how it speaks into our hearts, Lord, and we give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord, for what you have done in our lives, Lord. And it's the faith that you have given us, Lord Jesus, this morning, just to believe you, believe your word, Lord, and you come and confirm it by your Holy Spirit, Lord. We just say thank you, Lord. We pray a blessing upon the food, Lord, and the fellowship that we're about to have, and just may you bless the people that prepare it as well. Commit all things into your hands at this time, in Jesus' name. Amen. Do we have a song as we go? Oh, I did bring my book up. He careth for you? Let's sing that.
He careth for you. He careth for you. Through sunshine or shadow, He careth for you.
Just to take that on board through you, up here in your thoughts, and you say, yeah, I believe that. But if you just think about that for a while and let it sink down into your heart and really let that touch you and change your life, and then you really do know that He cares for you because He confirms that in your heart. So praise the Lord. Let's just as we go, let's sing it.
He careth for you. He cares for you. Through sunshine or shadow, He carries
me. Praise the Lord, you're dismissed at this time.